Is it on?
Yes. Yeah, it's on. It's recording.
Welcome to Two Mates, Feet, Hernandez. So I'd like to welcome myself, Bruns, Ads, and Hernandez.
Hello.
Hello.
So just welcoming you to the first episode of Two Mates for 2019. It's been a while since our last one, so... For those who have listened before, thank you for dealing with our shit. For those who are listening to this for the first time, let me just put it like this. Two mates, we pick a topic, we have a laugh, we rip it to shreds. Normally Donald Trump gets mentioned somewhere in there.
Somehow.
Kim Kardashian, Skynet. You know, so it's all up in this shit. So let's get straight into it. Today's topic, tattoos.
Tattoos, mate.
Tattoos. So
I thought it was Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's got a tattoo.
She maybe. Probably does.
Probably.
Anyway, so, Hernandez, you got a tattoo?
No, I do not.
Ads?
I have some, yes.
Mm. I do too. Mm. But
yours are recent, though.
So is yours, part of it.
Part of it's recent, yeah. So. They take forever, bro.
Oh, mm.
Fucking expensive. How'd it feel?
We'll get into that.
It wasn't numb.
We'll get into that. Oh, you know what? We'll go straight into that straight away. You got a news app notification for our companion podcast. What the hell is happening? So anyway, whilst giving your podcast plugs, yeah, my tattoo was very recent, a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, I wasn't prepared. I was not prepared at all.
Walk us through what happened.
So we went, got some Nando's. Thanks to the guys at Nando's for providing us with the goods.
Thanks to the guys at Nando's for providing us Nando's.
Well,
yeah. It's Nandish.
Nandish. And then we went to the parlor. Now my good friend Ads has been through a lot of life's ups and downs, and you know, I thought he'd be fitting to come with me. Get them, and the guy's like, look, you're doing it on your chest, it's your first tattoo, use a bit of numbing cream. I'm like, yeah, well, I came prepared. Ads commenced the process of applying the numbing cream. After 10 minutes, we sat down, tattoo commenced. At first, I was like, oh, tickles a little bit. Okay.
Feels like a couple puppies.
Feels like a couple of puppies. Then after a bit longer, it felt like a red-nosed pitbull latched onto my breast, and then after a bit I felt like I was getting shot by an RPG. So the pain really started to kick in, especially around the ribs, and then I go, Ads, have a read of that numbing cream, because don't think you've done it right. Apply 6 hours prior.
The guy with the most tattoos here didn't even know.
Nah. Well, I've never used numbing cream. I had no idea.
So, look, I'm proud I got it done without the numbing cream.
You should be.
But, in essence, read fucking instructions, dickhead.
Why are you blaming me? You bought the numbing cream the day before.
But you applied it.
Why didn't you read the instructions?
Because I wasn't applying it.
Because he's Italian. He don't do that.
So am I. I know I read English. You want to make a read instructions, you make them in Italian.
They were in Italian.
They added a couple languages.
Grammar.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... Consensus around tattoos. I feel these days everyone's got them.
Most people.
No. Most. Like, most. Not like...
Two out of three people in this room have them.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And that's
the majority.
That's a 66.66 recurring percent of the population in this
quick
room.
Maths.
Quick maths.
Quick maths. Pythagoras theorem.
Bro.
Sine, cos, tan.
3.14. They can't see my dance move.
Nah.
Forgot about that. So, yeah, I just feel it's becoming a lot more of a fashionable thing these days.
It's a fashionable, trendy... Not trendy, but it's...
And the stigma's been lifted.
A little.
Like, I had a tattoo. It's someone looks at me at the beach. That's a drug dealer.
They say a drug dealer.
Well, it depends. Some people... our age group don't really have them anymore. I think it's like, you know, the 50s and over, where the stigma still exists.
Yeah, and they're all drug dealers, apparently, or criminals, because they've got a tattoo. They're bad people.
Yeah.
Now, there was one guy, He had a tattoo saying, I'm a drug dealer.
It's pretty obvious, eh?
I asked him, he's not a drug dealer.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you're
adding to the stereotype.
Come on, mate.
Yeah, you're not helping the situation. You're not
helping.
The thing is, the kids now growing up are going to see tattoos as the norm. Whereas the generation of about 50 and over now, that stigma's still around.
Kids come out with tattoos already.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Jason Momoa was born with his.
Yeah.
With his
lawnmower. His lawnmower. He came out pushing a lawnmower and had a tattoo.
Yeah, well, fuck. He's just pushing out lawnmower.
Worked for Jim's Mowing for about 15 years.
Nah.
He had the Southwest Sydney chapter.
Jim's hand job.
No, but in actual fact, yeah, I just feel, you know, some tattoos are better than others.
Oh, we've seen some pretty fucking shitty tattoos.
The Bintang tattoos from Bali.
Oh, yeah, the Bintang.
Bintang.
The Bintang tats.
The guy had the thong strap tattooed to his foot.
So it looked like he was always wearing thongs. Yeah.
That's pretty fucking funny, though.
It is funny, but you're taking a chick to bed for the first time.
Yeah,
take
she's
your
like,
shoes off.
She's sorry to keep me thongs on, love.
Take your shoes off and take your socks off. And then she's off. Like... You've got thongs on. Take them off.
I can't.
It's a tattoo.
No, but if she's that smashed, imagine asking her to take your thongs off.
Yeah, if she's smashed and she sees them and she's trying to take them off and they're not, she's like, your thongs aren't coming off.
She's jerking off his foot.
You're just sitting there wanking and she's trying to take your fucking fake thongs off.
Yeah, bro, she's going to be masturbating the wrong foot.
Oh, jeez.
What's the right foot?
Oh, the left or up. Are you into that foot shit? Is anyone into foot shit?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're a bit. You're a bit.
No, I'm not.
I've touched your foot a couple of times tonight.
My foot?
Your foot? I've touched your feet a couple of times tonight and it's, I've gotten a bit of a reaction out of you.
It's because I'm ticklish, man.
Yeah, I'm ticklish.
Fuck off.
Any sunburn?
Yeah, oh, that too.
Look.
If I had my tattooed tongs, I'd be all right.
We're not going to complain if someone's sucking off our big toe.
Nah. Maybe.
Maybe. I highly don't recommend that, eh? You know, you go near my big toe, you've got a copper fucking black eye from the
fucking foot to the face.
Roundhouse kick to the face, bro.
Oh, don't touch the
fucking
big toe.
UFC shit.
Roadhouse.
Nate versus McGregor, bro.
Yeah, well...
Oh.
Diaz. but... Look, there's some professions where... I know in Australia, you're not allowed to be in the police force and have a tattoo now.
You have to have it covered up.
It has to be fully covered up.
Mm.
And, I don't see what the issue is.
See, there's a problem there because what happens to cops that already were cops before that rule came in and they
had
to lose that show?
It's new admissions.
Mm.
It's new admissions. So, that's that there. But, like, look, if you're going into you're getting some brain surgery done and some guy walks out and he's got, like, a Mike Tyson tattoo.
He's got
tattoo
I'm a drug dealer across his chest.
Has his Mike Tyson tattoo across the face, you know, teardrops and stuff.
A tattoo of Mike Tyson on his face?
Mm-hmm.
Or the style of his.
The Mike Tyson.
Yeah,
and he's got
eyes.
Teardrops and stuff. You really going to trust this neurologist to be giving you brain surgery?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, he's always crying.
No, what are the teardrops for? That doesn't mean that you've killed people. And I've had. He's like, yeah.
Tell me deaths he's had on the table.
Yeah, well he had 18 tears.
Shit.
It's been in the job 2 weeks.
Actually, you maybe want him to have a tattoo so you knew what his work was like. The more tears he has, the more deaths he's had on the table. You're not going to go to him for surgery. You go someone with no tattoos. You know what I mean?
What if they're allergic to ink and they've killed a lot of people, but...
I don't really know.
Do you know, I've seen some pretty fucked up tats. Do you know that Tekashi 69?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jesus. I don't know if he had tats. But Tekashi 69.
Yeah, what about him?
Have you seen his tats?
He's got a massive 69 across...
His neck?
He's got... I've heard he has 69 tattoos. He has 69 of them on his body that say 69. Is that correct?
I've never heard of that.
James, is that correct? Can you search that up for me, James?
I can search that up
for you. The rumour that Takashi 69 has 69...
Hernandez.
Has 69 tattoos.
I don't think that's true.
We'll find out now.
Yeah, well, but he looks fucked.
Yeah, right. he's messed up, bro.
Well, isn't but then you got now? Then you got The Rock, and he's got tattoos.
Yeah, but he's got good tattoos, bro. He's got some pretty good ones.
Yeah, the bull skull.
And some tattoos don't suit certain people either, though.
Well, look, if Fernando's got that bull skull on him, we'd laugh at him.
Would you?
He's a little white boy. You compare him to The Rock.
Well, true, but the tattoo you get needs to suit who you are and what you look like.
I can't say on air what I recommend Hernandez gets on him.
69-69s.
No.
I'm not getting a fucking swastika on, mate.
Do you reckon Adolf, you know? He had a swastika tattoo?
No, he just had...
Did he even have tattoos?
He just had lines for how many people he did. How many people he tortured.
Just a fucking number of how many Jews.
No, I think that's the Jews got tattooed. Wait a minute. You just asked, was there tattoos back then?
Every Jew had a tattoo. That's why I asked and halfway through I stopped.
Yeah. Nah, but look, you know, Donald Trump, I reckon I'm a douchebag.
I'm a douchebag.
Yeah, that's what he should get tattooed on.
Across his forehead.
Oh, I think he's already got that there.
I reckon he's got a head tat, and he uses the wig to cover it up. And I reckon it's a portrait of Hillary Clinton.
Yes, Hillary?
Hillary Clinton.
See? He has one on his head, he has one on his neck, and he has one on his chest. It represents his gang.
What's his gang?
69.
180.
The gang is called 69.
If he's got 369 tattoos, that means his gang's called 207.
So he's only got three of them.
Yeah, I think
he's only got three that has 69.
You're 66 off, Brad.
Yeah, well.
you started rumors, mate.
It was close.
What
else has he got?
We're really running out of substance for this episode, aren't we?
Nah.
We didn't really think it through.
I mean, there's a lot to talk about with tattoos. It's just, I want to know what else he had. Because he's got some strange ones.
What's the worst tattoo you've seen?
I'm sure there's been some fucking dick tattoos that someone didn't plan on getting that happened.
Oh, yeah.
That's ordered a tattoo gun. Customs fucking held it back. But I've got to collect that. I'm sure we'll get some dick tattoos on the boys soon.
I hope not.
Mm. We'll start on your foot. All goes wrong with tattoo thongs.
Yeah. Do it in between the toes. Alright?
So then when she's trying to take your thong off...
she'll see a dick toe.
You've got a chode.
A chode. I think... What's the most amount of tattoos that you'd get?
Just depends. Like... I currently have one, but then if I was to do another one that intertwined, wouldn't it still be one?
What counts as another one?
Yeah.
He really likes
69. He's still looking at that.
Well, he's got scar on his right head, right side of his head. He's got
a tattoo of the fucking dude from Saw.
Yeah, he's got.
Show me.
He's got the dog.
Jigsaw.
Show me.
On his face.
Okay.
Zoom in on that.
It's on his cheek.
I can't see your hands in the way. Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
He's got a spider web.
He's got Spider-Man.
69 literally all over his left.
Yeah,
I reckon.
Look how many 69s he's got on his arm. Show him the arm. Get a good better though.
I reckon he's done 69 while Saw's been on.
And he got caught in a spider web. Oh, yeah.
Did 69 with Spider-Man while Saw was on.
Represents his history.
That's his face.
Yeah.
Hmm. Nah, but, yeah, what were we talking about? Worst tattoos.
But would you ever get, like, what about those full body suits you see, bro?
No.
They're over the top, cuz.
It just depends. Each to their own. Oh, that's what I was saying. What constitutes as a new tattoo?
What do you mean as a new tattoo?
Well, if I add something to this, is it a new tattoo or is it continuing?
Continuing.
If it comes off of that.
It's continuing.
It's continuing. If it's separate. It's a new tattoo.
But wait. But isn't something that's come off separate?
No, if you add on to that itself to make it a different piece,
yeah,
like you add a background to it or something, yeah, all right, then that's adding to it. But if you go do another one on your arm, that's a separate tattoo.
Okay. I do one on my arm, that's a separate tattoo, but then I'll do one up here. Does that make it one tattoo again?
No, it's separate. No.
Because it's all entwined.
Then, yeah.
Then, yeah.
So I've gone from having two tattoos to only having one.
Correct.
Yes.
That's actually how it works. Yes. Because if you leave space between them, they're separate. If you join them all up, well, then it looks like one big tattoo.
That is it.
Well, no, you've got separate ones, but now they're all joined.
So you've got many separate ones.
I've got a whole bunch of tiny separate ones. Exactly. But what? That's separate to that.
That's two, I'd call it. Yeah. I'd say you've got three.
Three?
Yeah.
Why three?
Because the quote on your bicep,
that's three.
I don't feel intertwines with the dragon.
Mm.
Fair. Make yourself a dragon. That's what if that one time...
Have you ever tried to do that?
Yes.
Intertwines. How'd it go?
Is that your dragon noise?
One more time? Yeah.
How to train your dragon. Oh, if I got how to train...
Make yourself. How to train make yourself.
No, take that off. How to train your dragon.
Would you?
Train a dragon?
No, would you get that?
No.
We're not copyrighting the movie, by the way, guys.
No.
Mm.
But...
I don't want us to get sued.
We reserve all rights to mention it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well... We'll endorse by the... No, we won't.
So what... Okay. What about... Do you reckon it's possible for someone to get the tattoo like the dude from Prison Break?
No.
Yes.
Ooh.
I reckon it's possible two someone to get a tattoo like that. Anyone can... You can get a tattoo like anyone.
Yeah, but like... That actually has... Blueprints, like actually specifically
depends.
With an escape plan. You'd need an architect to draw up that tattoo, bro.
There's no fucking.
You go to Bunnings.
The intricacies. You'd be there for fucking.
But you got to remember, right? His tattoos, they were all separate and made to look like one. They were made to look like one because they all part. They weren't exactly blueprints per se.
Yes.
They were blueprints as well as other things.
Like what?
What?
Oh, there was like a rose, something to do with where he's got to get a body. And there was a grave. Remember, he had a tattoo of something in relation to a grave somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't remember that part.
I don't remember it too well.
The whole back piece was the whole prison.
Yeah, but still, you can do that.
Yeah, like, I reckon someone could.
Yeah.
It probably cost you about 53 grand.
Oh, I'd go to Thailand. $4 and a bintang.
$4 and a thong. Like a real thong, though. Here's the thing. Tats on women.
You're hot.
Yeah.
Mm, 100%, eh?
Oh, look, it depends.
What, like, what? What's hot, though? Like,
if she's got a spider web with 6ix9ine and a jigsaw, I don't find that hot. But then Bonnie Rodden's got a tattoo of a spider web on her tits.
Do we like tit tats?
Depends. I like tic tacs. I like the orange ones.
Are we talking above or under?
I'm talking about the breath mint.
Wait. I'm talking about breath
mint. Above or under?
I don't know how you have your tic tacs. I take mine in
above
my mouth.
The tongue.
Above the tongue, yes. Under boob tats.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't like tats directly on the titties, but James, around the titties.
Hernandez.
Like underneath the titties.
Hernandez, can you get some tit tats up on your phone?
Underneath the titties? Under boob? Or on the side boob, sexy. On the actual titty,
depends.
A little too much.
What if it's a tattoo of a titty?
Hang on, I'm going to type
on a titty?
Hot underneath.
It's a 3D titty.
Hot underneath.
Aren't they
3D? 4D? I don't know. That's a 4D.
4D, well, if they're lactating.
You can smell it.
Underneath.
Tats on women are hot.
Tats on women are hot, but the tit ones need to be...
Titty.
A certain way and a certain size.
Look,
not
look.
Too much.
We were scrolling through the gram, the Instagram.
On the ribs?
We were scrolling through the Instagram and you showed me a photo of a female that was exasperated with tattoos.
She had a lot, yeah.
And you thought she was hot.
Yeah,
and now she was wearing a bikini and her whole tit was covered in tats.
Yeah, see, like that, that's hot. I mean...
Why? Because the shirt's Batman?
Well, that too. I'll try and find something that I'm talking about, and I'll show you. But is it ever too much on a woman?
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
It can be too much on a woman or on a man. See, I like that. It's not on the titty.
Oh, see, I don't mind under tat tits.
I like under tat tits. Under tit tats.
Under tic tacs.
Do you know what I'd like? Like side boob. There, that one.
Do you know what I'd like? Show me the side boob one he was referring. Yeah, see, they're nice.
Yeah, they're hot.
But do you know what also does? It provides an extra dimension to the side boob.
It does.
But not just saying that. But look, do you know what? If you got a Tic Tac packet on your Tic Tac. Oh. Right? Oh, that's pretty hot.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Oh. Oh, get over here, mate.
Oh.
Oh.
I just typed in hot underneath women tattoos.
Underneath women tattoos.
Underneath women.
Oh, see, no, click that one. Click that one. Which click one? That one.
Oh, that's too much.
Yeah, no, but is it?
That's got fucking Jesus.
Yeah, and it's also got.
She got Jesus on it. Yeah. They're two separate, bro.
Yeah, but I don't separate. Mind it.
She's got they're fucking Buddha playing the fucking flute.
That's
Buddha
hectic.
Play the flute.
That's not Buddha.
That's Peter Kahlo.
Fucking Jesus.
No, I don't like her placement, cuz. Because she's got too much space.
Yeah.
You got fucking Frida Kahlo playing a saxophone. And Jesus. You know what I mean?
Yeah, with the Galilean and sheesh.
See, this chick has ass tats, bro.
I like it. Little, see, that's too much. That's I find too much. That I'm a fucking the ass, I feel like I'm fucking a curtain. Right?
So a little bit on the ass, I reckon's alright.
Look, it just comes down to detail.
Yeah.
Right?
Detail,
The artle. Right, it comes down to the D-artle, right?
The D-artle.
Right, everything in moderation is nice. Now,
yeah, just a little bit.
That Valerie C, you and I both follow on Instagram.
Here's one.
She is... look, I would go there.
James. Fuck.
Is she having a diary?
Nah.
Nah,
there's no dairy.
Jesus Christ, you got a whole leg done.
What about those fuckers?
See, that's nice. That's
nice. That's nice, bro. Because it goes on from the leg, too.
Yeah.
You just can't see what we're talking about, but it's...
All right, well, we'll give a vivid description here.
I like that. That's hot. Because it carries on from the side down the leg. That's mad.
I'm saving the image in your camera roll so we can, acknowledge... Oh, James already has some photos... Women. Well, he's got a profile.
Yeah. Oh,
who's that? He's got a folder called Women in his camera roll.
I fucking love you, bro.
Yeah, nice.
That's mad.
Madly. Oh, yeah, well. So, look.
Dick
so,
pics. What? Oh, no.
So.
That takes up like 20 of my
It's a panorama.
Too many megabyte.
So, you know what? I find that attractive because it's simple, but it's a lot. I would go to town on that. Yeah, it's a dragon, a tiger with a dragon, Simba. You've got she's just perfect.
Yeah, she's hot too.
Yeah, but let's see what else is in this camera roll. So we'll go to here. She's not bad.
No, I'll show you what's
Nini good. Hammer time. Snapchat.
I'll show you what's good.
Wait. Do you know? You never know a true person.
Why are you looking at
me? Until you go to their recently deleted.
There's nothing
in people. You've got fuck all. They're just photos of work shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Jim's hand jobs. that's convenient. A photo of Stone Cold Steve Cena.
Yeah, Melbourne. When I went to Melbourne.
Anyway, so tattoos. We like them?
I like them. And I think... What, there's some interesting things we can talk about. What about those fuckers that get like their eyeballs tattooed, bro?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Like,
you don't
mind it. The color my eyes.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they can't see.
No, but their eyes is all black.
You scared the shit out of people.
Yeah, they look like demons, cuz.
Yeah,
The extra and supernatural.
Madison Hogg.
Yeah, Madison
Hogg. She hasn't got any tattoos.
She does now. She got tattoos under here.
Ah, she got the underboot.
Yeah, she got the underboot.
Is that a folder called Porn Stars?
Yeah, pretty much.
He's got a folder, show me.
Well, they're called Porn Stars. It's my favourite Porn Stars.
Oh, my wow. God.
Yeah.
So, we've gone deep-dived into James's wank bang.
Yeah. Oi, that was the day. That was that time of the whole month I had no fucking internet.
Oh, mate, that makes sense now.
That made sense why you came to my house just to use the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I've got to do some downloading.
Anyway, so tattoos. Agree? They're not bad?
Oh, they're not bad. I think, like you said, stigma's been downplayed a lot more now. I think some old people still look at me and go, oh, what are you up to?
Yeah, right. You're selling weapons to the infidels.
You know, and they think you're a bad person, but my experience, most people with tattoos nowadays, it's everyone. It's very mainstream.
Yeah.
Very mainstream.
Normally the ones without tattoos are assholes.
Yeah. I think it doesn't matter whether you got tattoos or not. Stop watching Madison Ivy Snapchat.
Why can't I, bro? She's at a fucking club.
You're on a podcast.
She's on club with all porn stars, mate.
All right, well, look, we're going to wrap it up because... we're going to wrap it up, so... Thank you for tuning in. I'd like to thank the Anchor app. And keep up with us. Let us know. Is there anything else you want us to talk about? Coming to you live from Sydney, Australia.
It's raining.
Ads and Bruins with our special guest, Hernandez. Thank you. See us later. Goodbye.
See ya.
That's a nice view.
Fucking Maddie Bell.
All right, let me turn that off first. Surely.